stories about the bright side of education.
Somos Sunnyside.
Welcome to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. Super, super excited today. We have some special guests. We got a special event coming up, and I got butterflies. You know, it's those game time butterflies that I got here, and just super excited to hear from our guest. As everyone knows, November 3rd at 7 p.m. at Jaguar Stadium, we have the duel in the district. So we have the Sunnyside Blue Devils visiting the Desert View Jaguars. It definitely is rivalry week, and we are super, super excited as this is just a great event for the community. But before we get started in talking about rivalry week, I want to introduce our guest today. So we have head coach from Desert View High School, Coach Bonillas. How you doing, Coach Bonillas?
Doing well. Thank you for having us.
Also, we have one of his student athletes here, his captain, his center of the team, Diego Hindley. Say hello, Diego.
Hi, how you doing?
Also, to my right here is the Sunnyside head coach, Coach Thomas Romack. How you doing, Mr. Romack?
Good. Excited to be here.
All right. And then we got the quarterback for the Blue Devils, Samario Garcia. How you doing, Samario?
Good, yourself?
Doing real well. I mean, these guys are sitting here a little humble, a little quiet, but we're gonna get some words out of them here. So, you know, I mean, going back, you know, I'm gonna have to brag a little bit here as a former student athlete, as a former graduate of Sunnyside High School. I know what this game meant to me. I mean, I got super excited about it. The community got super excited about it, and you know, it's one of those games that you look forward to every year, right? And the community looked forward to every year. I believe if my information is correct, this will be the 21st game between Sunnyside and Desert View since this matchup rivalry game began. It began. Do you guys know what year it began, young men? What year was it? Give me a guess here. What year do you think it began?
Like,
let's do some math here.
1990.
Close. 1990.
93.
Oof. Man, you guys are both a little off. Started in 1985. Dating me. You're aging me here. So in 1985, this game started. And again, this will be the 21st matchup. It the game was played every year. And then in 1994, just to give you a little history, that was the last game played before there were some conference shifts. And so you got, you know, Sunnyside and Desert View shifted conference. And then that game wasn't played again until 2011. And so since 2011, it's been played every year, you know. And Sunnyside leads the series right now 15-5. Sorry, Desiree, I just wanted to point out some information there. But, hey, every year is a new year, right? It's rivalry games is when records are thrown out. You think U of A, ASU, Territorial Cup. Same feelings here about Sunnyside and Desiree. So what are you guys' thoughts, you know, coaches? I'm going to you know, pass it on to you here. Give us your thoughts a little bit on the game, what the game means to you, and a little bit about, you know, talk to us a little bit about your program. Listeners want to hear about your program. So,
yeah, it's a huge game, and I didn't realize how big of a game it was until my first year at Sunnyside. I graduated from Buena, who we played last week, and, not really understanding the gravity of the game. You know, first year I was at Desert View, and that's when Surge, I think it came out as Surge and showed the world of the superstar he was and is. All the people that come, it's a big game in our community. I tell these guys, you know, every week going into it, guys, this game isn't like a normal game in Tucson where it's next week we move on. This game dictates where kids go to high school, and so it affects each program for years to come. So it's a fun game, and you're right, records doesn't matter. This game's going to be physical on both ends. That's what I think makes it so fun.
All right, Coach. Coach Bonillas, what are your thoughts?
It's one of these games where people come out. So the atmosphere for it, it's great. We talk about playing in big games at both schools, and this is one of the big games that we play here in our hometown, in our backyard, per se. We tell our kids the same thing. We got to be physical. The records don't matter at this point, and it's just who wants it the most. Because you're right. Coach is right. It does affect how some kids you know, that could just be the reason why they go to Desert View or they go to Sunnyside, depending on how it goes, right? We're looking forward for the matchup, and let's just it can't get any faster.
Yeah. Alumni never forgets it, right? I can tell you what the scores were when I played in this game, and I'm sure other graduates can tell you the same thing. You know, what I love about it is it brings the community together. I mean, we're definitely building this up. We're inviting alumni to this game. They're going to throw on their swag, right? They're going to wear their swag, Desert View swag, Sunnyside swag, and the social media stuff will start popping here pretty soon. You know, those statements will start being thrown out, and from alumni to current students, current players, right? And so let's hear from our student athletes here. So, Mario, what are your thoughts on the game? What does it mean to you?
I mean, since my freshman year, the seniors there always told me how big the game was, how much a rival was, and how much they just disliked Desert View. So going into my sophomore year, I didn't get to be able to play them, so it's a little sad on my part, but my boys went out there, they did their job, and, you know, it's always been a good game for them, and it always gets physical. Like last year before that, it's always been a physical game with them, and it's always been a good game, but just excited to get out there, see the community, all get together, and just look for that big crowd, that town behind us. It's a different feeling.
It definitely is a different feel, and I guess what I'm excited about too is the weather's finally changing. I think we finally got some football weather. We might even see some sleeves on the players, right? Might even get a little rain, a little mud. I don't know, but it's no more mud, right? We got turf fields.
No more mud.
Rubber pallets everywhere. little black rubber pallets all over you, but you know it's exciting because it finally feels like football season, and we're in what, week 8 already. Week 9, and so Diego, let's hear from you a little bit. The center, the second quarterback on the offense here.
It's just a really fun game. Like, you always want to be a part of these games, big moment games. You see them on TV all the time, and you want to be a part of these games. So it's just really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, you think we'll have the crowd running out to the field here, huh? What do you guys think? I mean, it's happened a couple times in this game where the crowd runs onto the field and there's some celebration happening, right?
That'd be fun to see.
Yeah.
The goalposts on the
team. As long as you're on the right end of it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, again, just want to advertise the game here. Duel in the District, November 3rd, 7 p.m. at Jaguar Stadium. For those of you that don't know, we alternate this game from field to field, from, you know, home team to home team. Last year, we didn't get a chance to play on our turf fields because they were being built, and this game was played at Keno, and we had an amazing crowd last year, so we expect to see the same thing, you know, this year. And so, you know, I mean, obviously, when I ask you guys about the game, you guys are being super humble about it, right, being super respectful about it, but let's face it, this is for Southside bragging rights, right, and you'll never forget this game, you won't, I mean, when you 20 years from now, 10 years from now, you student athletes, it's going to come up in some way or another. Your kids are going to play in it. Your nephews or cousins are going to play in it. And you're going to have to answer that question. Who won? Right? Who won? And I guess I am playing instigator a little bit, but you know, this is what's exciting about this game. As we said earlier, you threw out the records. Many, many memories will come from this game. You know, one of the things that I hope to start here in the near future about this game is coming up with some sort of like trophy for this game, right? I think a lot of small towns and
especially the Midwest, where it's
Midwest
right down the road, just like this game.
Exactly. And so ASU, U of A, ASU game, the Territorial Cup. I mean, there's some sort of cup or trophy. So Marana has
the boot. I think.
The boot. That's right. So we got to do the bota or el sombrero or something, right? We got to come up with something cool, and you know, something we should really survey the community about, and you know, to play for that trophy and be able to hold that trophy in the air, you know, in terms of this game. You know, I want to have a little fun with you guys. I mean, you guys probably don't know, but I played football back in the day, you know, with helmets, and not the leather helmets either. We had real helmets, real pads, and all that stuff. I graduated in 1992 as a proud Blue Devil, and for me, this game is it's bittersweet because I've been in both worlds. I grew up a Blue Devil. I taught, you know, at Sunnyside for 8 years there, and then I was also the principal at Desert View High School. So I get the best of both worlds. You know, I've cheered for both teams, obviously, but just having a little fun with you guys. You know, what position do you think I played when I was a football player back in the day?
Receiver.
Huh?
Receiver.
Receiver. Do I look like a receiver?
You never know. You never know.
What do you think, Diego?
I was thinking receiver too.
Receiver?
Varsity jacket back there.
Oh, you see that Letterman jacket? I brought my old Letterman jacket. It's hanging back there in the room.
He definitely played
1992. Man, they don't use Letterman jackets anymore, huh? I don't see a whole lot of Letterman jackets.
Yeah, letters, but we never see kids.
Not that cold down here.
That's right. So. You guys are both wrong, and you guys are being nice because I look like a lineman now. But, you know, back in the day, I played quarterback. I was a quarterback, and you know, it was such a fun game. You know, we played Desert View. Desert View had a big defensive end on their team, Willie Walker, who ended up – played with you, right, Coach,
yes,
a couple years?
Yes,
Coach Munoz at the University of Arizona. And, you know, I mean, luckily I was on the right end of both of those games. The outcome was on the right side. We won those games. And like I said, you never forget. My junior year, we won 21-0. My senior year, we won 14-6. So that was a rainy, muddy game back then. And so, you know, but, you know, it's something that, again, you never forget. So, you know, just want to hear a little bit more from our coaches. Tell us a bit about your season. I know Coach Romek, you guys are 4-4 right now, and you guys are on the cusp of maybe getting into the playoffs, you know, depending on the outcomes these last couple games. So tell us a little bit about your season. Tell us a little bit about your players. What do you expect? What's been, you know, some of the best moments, and what's been some of the challenges this year?
Yeah, I mean, some of the best moments are the challenges, and it's just our kids' willingness to adapt. I mean, Samario was an first-team all-region receiver last year, and you know, we move him to quarterback, and we've been having success with that. And our kids, you know, our first game we play up in Apollo, and they have, you know, 3 U of A commits. You know, and we turn on the film, and it's like we just had a lot of young guys whose eyes were wide open and not ready for, you know, that first varsity snap, at least a talented football team like that. So as they've grown and developed, you know, our defense has tightened up, and we've gotten a lot better. We've given up 5 points a game, you know, in region play to start the first 3. And, you know, that's been the biggest, you know, accomplishment so far this year, is starting off slow at, you know, 1-3 or going 2-3 into region play and beating Marana and beating Cienega, losing a heartbreaker to Casa Grande. And, you know, we got tough Buena team and a tough Desert View team. And so we know that every year our goal is to go win and compete for a state championship. And like we said last year, and like I tell these guys this year, we just got to get invited to the party first, you know. And that's if you're going to win a state championship, you're not going to have any easy teams. You're going to play King Kong every week. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's such a prestigious, you know, honor and accomplishment. So I feel like our guys are battle tested, seeing talented kids like at Apollo and Raymond Kellis and some of those, you know, even Micah Mountain. You know, so I'm excited to see the second half and how we continue to go and, you know, hopefully get the job done and be able to continue playing in November.
Awesome. Awesome. So, you know, we wish you guys a lot of luck. I mean, it's you know, I know it's a PowerPoint game, right? It's strength of schedule. There's PowerPoints included. And so, you know, very excited to see what the outcome will be. And, you know, it's like anything else. Once you get to playoffs, it's anybody's game, right? I mean, look at the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Right.
They were entered as a wild card during the World Series. They weren't even meant to be there. And here they are playing for a World Series. And so, Coach, tell us a little bit about your season, some of your players. I know you guys are you know, got off to a hot start and had some challenges the last couple games. Tell us a little bit about your observations.
We started off on the right foot. We were at 3-1, and then we kind of hit a little bit of the injury bug. A couple kids, you know, that I thought were going to be a little bit more mentally stronger. Again, the growth of a team, how they grow together, not necessarily what we've done in the past, but it's a new team every year. So this group, I've been seeing it grow and come together in these last couple of games that we weren't as fortunate on the scoreboard, but the kids have been showing a little bit more of fight in the aspect of being a little bit more mentally strong. And then some, we're getting some kids back this week. So hopefully to finish out the year, we still got two games left, which is, it's not that we're savoring our season, but we're trying to get back on the winning, on the winning track.
Right, right. And from the players, what do you guys have to add to that? Tell us a bit about your season. Anything to add? Anything you're excited for? Have you seen your team grow?
Yeah, the growth of our team, like, these past couple of weeks, but we just really excited to finish off these last two games and just see what happens.
All right, good. So, Mario?
Coming into the season, we weren't fully there just as a team, as a family. And then just the second game really showed it. I mean, just our leadership. Our leadership and our composure wasn't really there. And then as we just started getting together as a team, the next few weeks we just started coming together and everything just started clicking. We started playing for each other and not just for us or like for ourselves. And that's been major this season. Yeah. And just can't wait.
Yeah, you guys have had some real close games, you know, even you know, there's no such thing as a good loss, and I know that's the right coaching mentality, right? Yeah. But you guys have had some games where, you know, it's a couple points was the difference, right? It's one play here, one snap there, one drop ball, one fumble, and you know, those always are momentum changers, right? So tell me a little bit about what football means to you, because I know as student athletes, it's more than just football. It's more than just playing the sport. What does football mean to you? What has it taught you, right? In terms of, you know, not only does it teach you, you know, you learn the game of football, but it teaches you some life skills as well, right?
Coach Romack, I mean, always, like, during the summer, he always just told us, like, character, build your character, and, like, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. That's always what he's told us. And that's played a major role in everyone's life during on the football team. I mean,
yeah. Makes you think and reflect, right? About decisions and outcomes and everything. Our actions matter, right? Our actions matter. And so what about you, Diego? Anything to add to that? What has football taught you?
Football, it's taught me a lot. I've played the game for a lot of years now, since I was about 5 years old. So it's just, I've been around it a lot and learned how to, like, be with teammates, how to be a leader, like, just pick everybody up. Just got to read the room, see how everybody's doing.
Good, good. And so, you know, obviously our coaches here were successful high school football players, successful college football players. How did football shape your lives? You know, not only is this a rivalry game, but, you know, one of the things that I think we see as we get older is you run into ex-teammates, football players, individuals you played against, and you see whether they've been successful or not, right? And I think how they portrayed themselves as student athletes when they were in school pretty much is will solidify or articulate how they're doing now in life, right? And so tell us a bit about what football means to you, what it did for your career, and some of the opportunities that it provided you.
Well, football allowed me to keep staying in the game of football through, I went on ahead and accepted a scholarship to U of A, but with football, it just kept me in life out of trouble, one. It showed me how to teach kids, how to help kids, parents, my parents, my high school coaches, Coach Tomey at the U of A, all of our assistant coaches. It's a chance to keep kids alive. One, you reference a lot of teammates. I have a lot of teammates that are not with us, you know, rest in peace. But I do also have a lot of teammates that are doing well for themselves because of football. Had we not had the guidance from our coaches and we didn't have these experiences and relationships, we wouldn't be where we're at. So it's like we keep growing together. And the one common thing has been football for me. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Coach Romack?
Yeah, football opened up a lot of doors for me. You know, just I never really knew what I wanted to do growing up. I knew that I wanted to play college football. And I always told my parents since I was in eighth grade, like, I'm going to be a college football player one day. And, you know, when I was done playing and getting to meet people from Texas and Washington and Florida and, you know, just getting to experience life and meet a lot of people, you learn about different backgrounds and cultures and things like that. And it's funny how it doesn't really matter where you come from when you have that common, you know, football goal or football, you know, that working out in the weight room and doing hard things together, you learned how to trust people, and it doesn't really matter about your background or anything. It's, if I can work with you and grind with you, I can trust you. And,
right.
You know, some of my best friends, I tell these guys, like, I had a big friend group in high school, and the three or four people that I still talk to are the guys I was in the weight room with every day and going to tutoring with, staying in, you know, winter, running out in winter and doing summer drills and practices and things like that. And, you know, those are the people that when stuff gets hard that you can call up and, you know,
right.
depend on.
Yeah. So some of the most important lessons happen on the football field, right? Happen in the weight room. You know, you surround yourself by good people, you know, good things are definitely going to happen. And so, you know, for our coaches, I want the listeners to hear what positions you guys play. What colleges did you go to? What positions did you guys play, coaches? Coach Bonillas?
I played several positions in high school. My senior year ended up playing tailback, defensive end. And then I went on to play outside linebacker at the University of Arizona.
Awesome. And I think you played with Teddy Bruschi and that Desert Swarm team, right?
I was lucky enough in that era that I got to play with a bunch of great guys. Brandon Sanders,
NFL Tony Bowie, stars, right?
Chris McAllister, Teddy Bruschi.
Wow. Wow.
The list goes on and on. Like Sean Harris.
That's like a U of A Hall of Fame list, yeah. Right there, right?
I mean, it's the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, the Ring of Honor. And how about you, Coach Romack?
I went to Pima Community College out of Buena. And then from there, I went to Dakota State out in South Dakota. Oh,
nice,
so,
nice. Hey, I'm a fellow Aztec myself, yeah. But I played baseball in college. So, yeah. You know, those are great stories. And you know, I mean, I think you know, athletics is important to our community. Athletics is important to many individuals. That's the reason sometimes, that's your motivation to come to school sometimes, right? And for many kids, I know in my situation, that was my ticket to college, right? I got an athletic scholarship, didn't know if I was going to go to college or not. But when they come to you with that offer saying they're going to pay for your school, and your parents are pushing you, you know, you have to do the right thing and you have to go, you know, chase that opportunity. And so, you know, I want to thank you guys for sharing so much. You know, I mean, we're super excited, you know, about this week. I think, you know, I can't wait to feel the atmosphere. I can't wait to hear the bands that night when they come out, when the fight songs are being played and our cheerleaders are out there cheering and you know, the fans come out with their signs. You know, this is it's a friendly rivalry. I know it gets heated a little bit here and there, but it's all for a good thing. So the question everybody's been waiting for is, you know, first I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to ask the players this first. What will winning this game mean to you? Diego, somebody who would like to take that question. What will winning this game mean to you?
Winning this game is just like, it means a lot because this is a senior year. You're never going to get this game back. This is it. This is all you got left.
It's a championship game. That's how it's going to be treated. That's how we're going to treat it. And we're just going to come into that game just ready for it.
Southside bragging rights, right?
Yes, sir.
Southside bragging rights. Lifetime bragging rights in this case here. So, you know, it's and again, I have to reemphasize this. 20 years from now, you're going to remember every minute of this game. 20 years from now, you're going to remember who won. And when somebody throws a question at you, you have to be able to answer that proudly, right? And say, yep, I won that game. I was part of that game. I played in that game, right? And so you're gonna have these, Al Bundy conversations. You know, I reference Al Bundy. They probably don't know who Al Bundy is, you know, because they're so young. But you guys can Google that later. The question everybody's been waiting for is predictions here. Predictions. What are your outcomes? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think the score is going to be? You know, I mean, think about that game. Visualize it that night. I mean, we know it's going to be physical. We know there's going to be some pounding of shoulder pads, pounding of helmets. You know, there's going to be some penalties here and there. People are going to, you know, they're going to play hard, right? Early before those nerves settle down and execution needs to occur. So predictions. We'll start with the student athletes here.
Prediction. I don't know. You just always want to be a win. So I want to win. You can't really predict. Like, I don't have no predictions, but just I want to win and have a good hard fought game.
All right. So Mario.
The way our brother's been talking at Sunnyside, they want this game, so I'm gonna have to say the Blue Devils on this one.
Blue Devils, huh? Blue Devil predictions. Coaches.
Well, just like some Mario, yeah. All our kids, all our community, our side over here, we want to put Desert View back where we started with this rivalry. We started this rivalry a little bit later as we all got there. I believe out of those five wins, four of the last six have been to Desert View. So we got to get back on them. We got to give ourselves a chance so that at the end of the game, we get back on top.
Coach Romack?
Yeah, I mean, it's an important game. And as our season continues and we have goals for the playoffs and things like that, this is a game that we have to take even more serious than it already is, you know, and understand the importance of it and control our emotions. I feel like the beginning of the first game of the year, it's not only are we excited to play football, but it's Desert View Sunnyside. So now that it's the end of the year, we kind of know who we are, you know, we kind of know each other real well, and we have a little better understanding of what to expect. So controlling emotions and just, it's going to be a tough, hard-fought game. I think it's going to be low-scoring slugfest like it was the year before, and, you know, I think it's going to be a fun one.
So you bring up a good point. You know, I thought about that myself. You know, most rivalry games, this rivalry game has always been the first game of the year, right? So you kind of play that first game and you know there's going to be mistakes the first game, right? You're kind of filling out your personnel, who's doing what, which players rise to the occasion, but you know there's no excuses now, right? This is like a rivalry game like they do in college. End of the year. You know who your players are. You worked out, you know, a lot of the offense and defense and you know, there's no excuses, right? There's no excuses. So come November 3rd, we're going to find out who rises to the top. You know, we know it's all in fun. And, you know, I hope to see like a 27-27 tie triple overtime game, you know, and may the best team win. Right. And so, you know, this rivalry's gotten back and forth. As Coach Bonilla has pointed out, they won the four of the last six. I believe, Coach, you won the last two.
Last one. That's when they were in the open eight.
Oh, gotcha. That's right. That's right.
Semis.
That's when you had Surge, right? The speedster. And so, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great night. Once again, you know, we hope the community comes out. We want to pack the stadium. You know, stay tuned. We're going to give you some updates on our website at susd12.org. I believe we're even going to have shuttles. We're going to treat this like a graduation almost. You know, the crowd. We're going to provide shuttles. We're going to have spirit buses from Sunnyside where students are going to come on over to Desert View. And we know there's going to be you know, that student crowd. You know, we're gonna there's going to be those chants going back and forth, and I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see it. Once again, the duel in the district, November 3rd, 7 p.m. at Jaguar Stadium. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll have a follow-up of the game, right? Maybe we do another episode of Somos Sunnyside here with the outcome and a follow-up of the game. And again, we're super excited. Can't wait to see the community come out. I mean, this game is important to our community. Alumni, we invite you. Please come out. Bring your children. Wear your swag. And let's have a great time. So I want to thank you all. Any last thoughts from you guys before we wrap up here? None at all. It's game time. They got game faces on people. So it's November 3rd. Once again, thank you guys. This wraps up our episode of Somos Sunnyside. Thank you very much.
Somos Sunnyside.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and found it entertaining. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast with La Comunidad. For updates on future episodes and more, be sure to follow us on social media and visit our website at susd12.org. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back for the next episode. Hasta la próxima vez en Somos Sunnyside.